The Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
Good evening. This is Desert Island Discs. I'm Flavia Tumusime. And this evening, we get to talk to a director, a stage manager, and an actor as well, on stage and off with AfriTalent. He has also put an award-winning show on television on Pearl Magic and Pearl Magic Prime, which is called The Honorables. The name you definitely know. Let's hear the story of John Segawa. Welcome. This is your first time on Desert Island.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. I've known you and part of your family for a long time.
Mm.
But I'm also waiting for gossip. So I need to know things I also don't know. But in case there's a lie, I will confirm later on. So we want to start the story anywhere. Go in your childhood. I know you are raised like me, a Catholic.
Yeah.
You know, just take us into your childhood and let's start the story.
Wow. It's quite a journey. I was born the early days of the great general Idi Amin, when he has just captured power, 71 there.
Yeah.
And my father was working with the Ministry of Defense. And the struggles of my father, I think I did not find them after when I came. We were in a relatively good family. The means, everything was around us.
And you're not there. The first born.
I'm not the first born. I'm around 5-6 there.
Hey.
Because my papa has two mamas.
Yes.
Yeah, so I'm around there.
You're of mama number two.
I have mama number
two.
Yeah, so the early childhood was, I used to be around my dad, like being the naughty boy. Dad used to, like while I told you, working with the Minister of Defense, city cardi all over the place around you, supplying this and that. Hospitals, you go to the military and everything. My first day to go to school, I mean, like in a boarding school, Kaboja Mugwanya Preparatory. It's again, they were city cardi, the ones who took me to school. Because from Mubende to Kampala, it was quite a challenge. The roads were terrible. Insecurity was, I think it wasn't good. So Mzee relied so much on
the security
guys, the military, to help him out. So I went to school, Mugwanya Preparatory School, Kaboja. Yeah.
Dad was in, well, Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
Mommy was home?
Mommy, yeah, home. Yeah, working home.
But you know, sometimes, despite how that turns out, sometimes the parent whose home is the toughest. People assume the parent at home is nice and quiet and gentle. Was it the same?
Mommy used to work with Dad, go out together. Because what they used to do was supply food stuff. So mom used to, like, the clerk writing this and that.
Mm.
So they used to leave us at home with the bakozi maids, yes. And recently when we had the funerals for my mzee, I saw the ladies
who used to look
after us. And it was quite interesting. Mm. So that was our, you know,
kind of life.
Big family, many children at home, but the parents are not there. They have gone to work.
Okay.
All right? So they found it fit to take us to boarding schools. Mm. Yeah.
So the schools,
be there with other people
than being at home.
And in Mubende, there are no such opportunities for boarding schools.
So when you were born, for the most part, you were born and raised in Mubende.
Yes. Mm. That's where I've been up to now. Mubende.
That's home. You say home.
That's home.
It's Mubende.
Mubende.
Hey.
Yes.
Okay.
And then they decided, no, I have to take my kids to Kampala. They're not expecting these schools in Mubende to do
the
so
job
much
yeah.
for us. So they take me to Kaboja.
Had your older siblings experienced a different life versus you? And
yeah, they had gone to a popular school. It was in Masaka. It was called St. Hermann's, I think I remember. They took me there for P1.
Okay.
Some rich guy used to own it. It was called Katerega something. And when he passed on, I think the school also
closed.
Yeah, closed.
Okay, so it's not like there was a different life. You were both, you know, your older siblings and you guys
yeah,
got a good life.
It was. I think it was a good life. Mm. And then two after me, they took them to the seminary. Yeah, so.
So and it was Dad who was a staunch Catholic?
Yeah, Dad, yes. Mm. My mom was a Muslim. Oh. And she just converted.
I was like, how did that work?
She converted to.
But you know, Islam is not necessarily an Protestant, Catholic, because I mean that sort of marriage.
Yes.
I'm a Catholic who got married into a Protestant religion.
Then it's fine.
Yeah, but Islam is very hard to
challenging
change.
Because, yes, it's challenging.
Well, but if she converted, clearly the story ended there. Okay, so you had to move to Kampala.
For good education.
A good education.
Yes, good education. Mm. Mark that word.
Why did they skip you going to the seminary? They didn't,
It was the process, because when I was in my P5, you know, from Kabodia used to stop at P4. And then you shift to Savio Junior.
Yes.
From P5 to Chisubi. Yes. So when I went to Chisubi, they wanted me to go to Chisubi Seminary thereafter.
Okay.
Yes, and it was the process thereafter.
Okay.
But after my P7, found it fit to continue through the process here, but brother of Christian instruction.
I'm confused on why Dad wanted any of his children to be.
Dad wants everybody to go to the seminary, the sisters, he wanted them to be nuns.
Really?
Yes, and funny enough, today, our kids, my sisters and brothers' kids have joined the seminary. We have like 4 or 5.
Hey,
yes.
There's dream eventually.
Yes, it is.
Found its way.
Yes. Joseph has, all of them, I think they have registered them seminary. Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I actually got to later find out that when I was in Chisubi Primary, I actually went to school with one of your sisters,
yes.
Nagawa.
Madi, yes.
Yeah, but I only got to know much, much later when you and I got to know each other. So now I that's when I got to know how solid you were as Catholics, you know, and how rooted you were. But at this point, I want to know your first song choice.
My first song choice would be Heal the World. Yeah, Michael Jackson, I think.
I like Michael Jackson. Nice.
Think about the generations and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children so that they know it's a better world for them and think if they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart and I know that it is love. Much brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world. A better place for you and for me and the entire human race. There are people dying. If you care enough for the living, make a better place for you and for me. If you want to know why, there's a love that cannot lie. Love is strong, it only cares for joyful giving. If we try, we shall see, in this bliss we cannot feel. There are dreams, we stop existing and start living. Then it feels that always, love's enough for us growing. spirits never die. In my heart, I feel you are all my brothers. Create a world with no fear. Together we'll cry happy tears. So the nations turn their swords into plowshares. We could really get there if you cared enough.
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs. He's a writer, he's an actor, all-round creative, John Segawa. So you are raised in a, you know, very staunch Catholic home. Dad works for, you know, ministry, and then you were brought to a good school. That means dad and education. He thought my children must get educated.
Yeah, because unfortunately he did not get a decent education. I think he regretted it a lot, and that's why he decided that at least my children must get what I failed to get. He pushed us to do that, and that was his word every other day, that John, fail to do other things, but don't fail to educate your kids. Yeah, for a better education. So we get that, we go to Savio. I mean, Kavoja was interesting. Savio was interesting. Remember, those were the days of Midrono Bote there, insecurity, and those schools are in this, in the capital.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And insecurity was all over. Okay, for example, in Kisumu, when we were in Savio, we used to go out and welcome the president every evening, like he was, you know, like, I don't know why people do not do it these days. We used to go on the road with flags and wave when nobody was coming back from abroad, you know. It was fun for us, you know. In Savio, we used to study with the kids of the vice president, Mwanga, the kids of Oito Jok, the then very notorious chief of staff.
Today, if we were studying with so-and-so's child, there's a lot of, you know, wanting to be close to the person.
Exactly. And
was it the same even then?
Yeah, because everybody wanted to be near them. Remember, remember, look at the events at school, like visitation.
Yes.
Those days, the parents used to come in and they bring a lot of food, okay? And you just see the food you have never seen, because you used to sit in the compound and look, walking around.
And you look around and say, hey, the other one
you have
has
never tasted that, the other one has this, the other. And for them, they used to have those posh cars around them. So they used to make a circle, so they sit inside their whatever. So it was challenging.
Yeah.
It was fun. Yes.
Wow. and so what kind of, you know, child were you, whether it's in school or at home? I know over the years, because of your work maybe and your personality, a lot of people have branded you a certain way. But now I want to know John Gamuto.
My father used to entertain a lot of visitors at home. It was upon us to entertain them and to
like every other child.
Yeah, and to cater for them. As the girls were busy in the kitchen, we were supposed to entertain them, singing for them.
Dancing, whatever,
yes. You had to join the school choir. Because if you do not join, then you will not pick what you will take home to entertain the guests. So it was like
compulsory.
It was just something like that, because dad wanted it and you have to go for it. Every Sunday, we go to church, remember? You said it was a Catholic home. We used to sing in the first mass choir as family. So Saturdays was practicing for the church. And then early morning, Mzee drives us to church. We sing the first mass as family.
There's no choice.
No choice. Mzee wanted it. So that was our Sunday.
Wow.
Dress well, you know. Mommy preparing you. They will go your burunji.
You're the organized family in church.
Yes, yes. Because you were there.
So-and-so's
kids. And you sit in front there. So mommy used to prepare us well.
So you did a bit of singing?
Yes. In Savia, I was in choir. In Subia, I was in choir. Remember, there were, I don't know if they still have them, school competitions.
Yes.
And we used to go to the National Theater, you know.
So at school, were you picking? Because people say creative as children. I'm like, back in the day, there used to be real MDD in schools.
Yes, yes, yes.
There was real music.
The music,
you'd
yes.
have to, you could pick where you, you
exactly
fall.
You want gospel.
And what was you feeling? Forget what Muzei was saying. What were you gravitating closer to?
Well, I so much liked it. Why? Because it was an opportunity to board the school truck and go out. Either you go for sports and play football.
That's the only way to go out.
Yes,
or
you join the choir.
And sports wasn't your thing.
And sports wasn't my thing because it was competitive, you know. And sport, they only take 12 to play football.
You're not competitive at all?
I used to play basketball. Mm. Yes, basketball was our thing. And I took it to secondary Chitovu and and Kasasa. I used to play basketball,
right.
And I still love playing
you
basketball.
Still do,
today,
yeah. And academics, fitness. Were you the type of child who was very, you know?
Academics, I was not struggling.
Okay.
From P1, I was a good student. Through primary, you know, we had challenges in primary school, mainly Savion. You know those students, I don't know how they used to do it. Mm. We used to do weekly tests.
Mm-hmm.
And then they mark you accordingly and then they sit you accordingly. Mm? So the first, when you come first, you sit at the back.
Right.
And then these last, they sit in the front.
So yes.
Yeah. So we loved the back line so much. So you had to perform to sit at the back.
Wow.
Yeah. Or call out for Dalu.
So the smart kids are
at the back.
Imagine.
Yes. And then
the ones who are slow.
Yeah, slow, slow learners.
So you can hear everything the teacher is saying.
Those who need special attention.
Oh, wow.
They sit in front.
So for you, it was about bragging rights.
Yeah. And sitting in the corner behind. Yes.
That's opposite. I think for us, they used to put us in different classes, streams. So you knew that stream one was for...
Yeah, that was in Cambodia, they used to say A, B, D, and C.
Yes, so you knew.
When you were in C, you are struggling.
You knew your problems.
Yeah.
You worked hard to leave the class and leave your friends. Wow.
Yeah.
So this is interesting. So
senior one, I was performing well. Then senior two, because you are not
at school.
You're busy. We learned this break dance, you know, the days of break dance. And then there was Segiko, you see, Charlie had Soul Disco.
Banabajakusomero. Entertainment day.
Yeah, entertainment. They bring their equipment there.
Yeah.
So they used to hire.
To do what?
To accompany them. You first dance, you entertain the folks, and then they come in. That was Chitovu. And
imagine.
Unfortunately, I think it was in senior two or senior three, senior two. I think it was the end of it. We had a disco in Masaka, Patel Shamji there. It was called Sejiko Disco. It was a very popular disco by then. So we escaped from school, quite a number, more than 40.
Hey.
Yes, from Chitovu. And then we escaped, we go for dance. It was very entertaining. We come back in the morning. But while we're coming back to school, we found we are four notorious people. And then the deputed master found us along the way. We couldn't escape. And then he asked us to go to the office on Monday. He was a very disciplined guy. On Monday, we go to the office.
Yeah.
He asks us, please write everybody down.
Who was with you?
Who was with you? In order for you to do what? To be excused. So you provide us with
please,
a list.
You didn't fall for that lie, did
we
you?
We didn't.
Oh, okay.
We didn't. We refused and we expelled, the four of us. Brother Chema drove us to the Patax Park with our Bufaliso and our box metal suitcases.
And said what? Go home.
You go home with a letter you take to your parent.
It's not this thing where you keep the children here at school and call the parents.
No. They take you to the tax park. And that's it. To Kampala, National Theatre there. You wait for Mzee to pick you up.
And tell him why.
And tell him why you are here before a term ends.
God. That conversation wasn't easy.
It wasn't easy, but good enough for me, because I was good in primary school choirs and whatever, church readings and whatever, so the brothers had picked a liking for me. And then when they were expelling me, brother wrote me a letter of the official one.
Expression, yeah.
Yes, I had to take it to Brother Bernardine in Ruaga there. So for me, I was just recommended to somebody else.
Okay.
Because my father was Gabamu Manye, Church. Kati, so recommend John to can do a better job on John. Brother Bernardine is a tough headmaster. We'll do a better job on that. He's not a boy.
Wow. So you were a problem, but they gave a solution.
They gave a solution. Mm. So they take me to some Uganda matters there. I was expelled from Masaka for going out dancing, and then you bring me to Kampala. Can you imagine? They brought me to Kampala, all over the place.
Thinking the life other side is what.
And in
it?
3 weeks, I was done with that school.
3 weeks?
3 weeks.
John.
Brother Bernardini said, Johnny, I will kill you. Because for him, he was just punishing and beating up. Yeah, John, please get out of my school. I will kill you. Okay? So he finds me a school in Mubende.
Yeah.
Again, where? Remember the story I told you?
Yeah.
He told me, John, you do not belong here. This the schools we have in Mubende.
A substandard.
Yes,
honestly.
please. Mm. You were supposed to.
Na edaruri.
And edaruri in Komeza in Mubende this time. So I'm there like senior three, like two terms. Fujoli njio kola chino. You don't
even in Mubende.
Yes, you don't go
Lord.
To school. Ubeda wansi wa miti, you know. Until I think he decided to remove me from that school because I was so stubborn.
And clearly you couldn't do anything
and
about it.
Yes, very, very stubborn. And then they take me to a certain school in Mitiana there. Father Yafabambi, Father Katabi. Mm. Used to discipline us because that school, Bajitanga St. Peter's, I think, when they took you there with that priest there, Father Katabi. Gamba, ebyokusoma byakulema. That's why you are here.
Right.
Right? So we used to work in the farm, we used to work kuba matafali, we used to kima nkumu chibida.
Yeah. Be useful.
Be useful. Waka wofuna purpose in life and go back to class. At that age, you're supposed to be your life. Must.
But since you don't want to study.
Yeah, this is what you will be if you do not want to study. That
worked?
It worked.
Okay.
It worked. I went back to class and the teaching staff wasn't good there. So we used to teach. You learn through discussions, this and that. Passing senior four was hard. Our exams like were not released on time because there was some malpractice around the area there. So it took some time. And then when they released, they only released like for 25 students. And then the others had to go back to repeat senior four.
Oh dear.
I go to Kasasa. Mm-hmm. Kasasa, after one term, I'm expelled.
Because Kasasa wasn't also an easy school.
It wasn't, yes. Then they were introducing senior five there. So we are there with Mark, by the way, Sally. Mark, you introduced senior five there. One term and I was expelled. Going out. We don't go to Kuchalo.
I have a feeling your father beat you until he couldn't beat you anymore.
So from there, my father was like attending those religious in Chisubi. Then he finds Brother Ganze. Then they are talking about, where are you going? You're going to go. So Brother Ganze asks Papa, no, you don't worry. You bring him to me.
We'll deal with it.
I will deal with him. Brother Ganze was headmaster at St. Edward's Bukumi. In Hoima there, Somzei takes me to Brother Ganze. In the office, Brother Ganze, oh, John, happy to see you. Da, 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 da. So this is the last school you're attending for secondary school. And please write down that this is the last school.
One, like I'm a not, contract.
Yeah, so it's like a MO, understanding.
Yeah.
One, I'm not going to expel you from the school. I told you this is the last school. If you're not going to be expelled from the school, so everything... You must accept.
We must manage each other.
Yes, we must manage each other. We visit the Kadukuru where I will be if I am I'm brought before the administration with discipline. That's your Kadukuru. In the corner, those are the Chibokos. Yeah.
If anyone ever attended a Catholic school back in the day, there's a stick called Oluga.
Oluga. It never breaks.
No.
It
sort of tatters, but it does not break.
Yeah, it does not break.
And it's almost like a cane.
Yes.
There's a handle where anybody who went through a Catholic school.
A stubborn one.
honestly, I feel like everybody tasted the lugha. Whether you were a quiet kid or not a quiet kid, as long as you went to a Catholic school, you know the olugha. Because, for example, there'd be moments where, like, you don't, you're not on time for the rosary reading or something random like that. So olugha, I think everybody who's gone to a Catholic school, we've triggered memories, and we apologize for that. What's your second song choice?
My song choice would be, let me see, Katupakase.
Ah, Jose.
Island Discs on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs with John Segawa. I think anybody who's been around Catholic family or whatever, you must be relating to, to this story. But if you were a naughty child, I think, you know, we used to hear those people, they've studied in five schools for secondary school, and you think, or what kind of parents do you have? But sometimes parents try.
They try.
And it just fails.
They try.
Were you the only naughty one in the family?
I think, because they made a statement, those who come after me, that Ravana Solo Kumanijinga Johnny, how about you?
Were the height of problems.
Yes, I was the height of problems.
Oh my God. So you eventually, Brother Gaza handles you and finish high school.
I finish high school. Those days we used to, like when you're going to Makerere University, there was pass mark, and I failed by 1 point, 1.0 point something. So Mzee asks me to repeat, because Mzee wanted me to be a lawyer.
But you were comfortable repeating?
We had no choice.
No choice, okay.
Because the ultimate was Makerere University. All of us wanted to join.
Yes.
And because my brothers had joined, and then you enjoy the graduations when they are done.
You also want,
you
the
want
same.
That.
Yeah.
So I come to Kampala. They are Gamba for a hostel. So Bampa sent as a hostel. I come to Kampala.
I don't wear this story ends.
No. I'm not going to join the hostel. My friend Kennedy, that guy had joined the Wakaimbra Drama Actors. And they were operating from Pride Theatre. So now it's a church.
Yeah.
He was staying at the theatre. Nga yaringa kiyateka tu kukujikuma bichi.
Okay.
He used ngasula backstage. There was like a dressing room. So I said, Kennedy, I'm not I'm not paying for hostel.
Mm.
Eh? What do I need? I just need a space to put in my bed. Mm. I mean my mattress.
Mattress, yeah.
And my box. Mm-hmm. Eh? Metallic box, suitcase.
Right.
And that's all. Okay, so can it is fine. You come, wow. You stay here, and then you go to school because it was just walking to Waga Road, close mm. by. Then that's when I was introduced to this, to life of theater and entertainment.
Acting.
Yes,
right.
Because I used to stay there. These people used to rehearse when I'm seated in the theater. That's when I met the Senkubuges, the Chibukas of this world,
right.
The Abbeys, because Abbe now was at Makerere. With Kennedy,
mm-hmm.
Sekisambo. So they used to
sort of starting
yes,
out as well.
They used to stay together, Mulumumba. Mm-hmm. So when you visit Kennedy, I met Abe, and mm-hmm. then that idea came up.
Mm.
So during school, Abe, they had issues with their parent company where they were working from, the theater company, it's called Black Pals.
Mm.
They were contemplating leaving. So the three, Katoru Wama, Ashraf Semogerere, and Mariam Ndagire,
mm.
for them left and formed a group called Diamonds Ensemble.
Oh.
Okay? So they left Abe Muchibi.
This side.
About Black Pals. Because mm-hmm. Abe was related to the boss,
so
the director
Mugabe Ndogwa. So he couldn't just leave.
He couldn't just leave.
Right.
So he stayed back. Abe, again, wasn't comfortable staying.
So he wanted to leave.
He wanted to leave, mm. but he could not live with the other people.
Right.
The three. So Abe decides to form his own
mm.
company, theater company.
Right.
Right? So he wanted to use Kennedy, the other guy I told you, Bakaimira.
Yeah.
Eh? But then Kennedy...
Had Kennedy left Bakaimira?
No, he was
okay,
still
so he was still there. Right.
So there was that fear that I cannot leave Bakaimira
yes.
because these are my bosses.
Yes.
How can I walk out on them? Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So like during the discussion, I said, I will help you along, just management. So that's how we started.
What was the biggest challenge?
A new group getting market, marketing yourself, people getting to know you. Here in Uganda, people don't watch a piece of art. They watch personalities.
Mm.
Yes, you don't just say,
so even if you have the best play.
Play, no, they just whiz in.
Who's the actor?
Who's the director? Yes, who's the director?
Right.
They want names first.
Mm.
And we had no names
right.
except those names from Black Pals Abbe, the Mariam. So that's how we
started.
And
they were not, at that time, big enough.
They were not big enough to command that market we wanted.
But how do you beat such a thing?
It was challenging. You remember, we registered with UYMCA for rehearsal space,
yeah.
giving us for free.
Mm.
And then after there, we wanted to be like the Bakaimbiras, the Black Pals. Our target was finding space, theater, a home for ourselves where we can operate from. We decided now, because we are two young groups, we have Diamonds Ensemble there operating and we have Afri-Talent. Why don't we...
Become one.
Okay, just to bring in the audience, then afterwards we can go back to our parent companies.
Okay.
And among the directors of Diamonds Ensemble, there was a lady friend who was Mariam, Bamita Sara Mukasa. Yari Azanyamu Theatricals with Christopher Muchibi. And one of the actors in Theatricals was the deputy headmaster at Bat Valley Primary School.
Okay.
So Sarah contacts me, I'm forgetting the name, and then they offer us the whole year primary. Bat Valley Theatre is Bat Valley
Isn't
Primary School Hall.
Mm.
Yeah, so we just transform it to have that look of a theatre. So that's how we started.
When it became one?
It was Afri Diamonds.
Ah, okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Today, what is it? Oh, everybody. they say that to Sawao. What's your third song choice as we...
Whitney Houston, I think. Greatest Love of All.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. Show them all the beauty they possess inside. Give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Everybody searching for a hero. People need someone to look up to. I never found anyone who fulfilled my needs.
Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
On Desert Island Discs, the late Whitney Houston, the greatest love of all, probably one of the most popular songs that she's released till today. John Segoe, you're at a point where you're saying that you had merged. And the merger for Afritalent and Diamonds and Simba was because you wanted to both get there very quickly.
Yes.
I'm assuming you're not making lots and lots of money enough for everyone to be quote unquote happy. Then there's also investing back in the in the business. Isn't it hard to agree on who does who's, because also it's in roles, it's in hierarchy, there are so many things involved in such groups for you to agree.
You're right, very, very right. That's what brought problems.
Issues, yeah.
Because we were young, we did not nothing about management, nothing about money management, how to manage money.
The business side of things.
The business side of it. Yeah. And now, remember, popularity was coming in. The Abbeys, Katos had joined CBS with Peter Sematimba. So they were now stars in the making. They had joined radio.
So there's a Katol woman name. There is an Abbe Mchibi name.
Exactly, there is. Now we go on television. We have a new play called Encitano. It's on WBS.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, the celebrityism is coming in.
Yes,
you bought your first car, you're renting a decent house, you know, and ego is coming in. Okay, so I'm better than so and so, I'm better than him. We can do without you.
You're not the star, we are all stars.
Exactly. Remember those days when you come on stage, people shout and they clap, like you know, so you used to gauge ourselves who has more. Of that,
who wants more noise?
Theater is challenging,
Flavia.
Even today, film, there is not enough. Yet the name goes farther; it spreads than your economic status.
Yes,
right. Oringa rina mumaso gavana yetinga you have
because they feel like they know you, they've seen your work.
Thank you,
but it doesn't generate the money.
It does not because
that's true.
That is. The reality.
Actually, our entire media industry.
Exactly.
That's people assume you have money, but you're not actually earning off your name.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Because you see the names you've mentioned, the group became bigger because you got to hire more people, more faces.
Of course.
Who are prominent today, at the time they were just young people. Now that you've been at the end of managing and recruiting talent and everything, I always get amazed at how theater pays. Because there are so many people involved. Yet I would assume the only means of earning is a ticket at the door.
Yeah, it is the ticket and nothing else.
Do you see what I mean?
Yes, yes.
How do you translate that to manage and maintain and retain that much talent? Because also, unlike what people think, by the time you see a play on Saturday, for example, you've been in rehearsals, what?
Like 3 months.
So you're maintaining people for a long time. And I've never understood the business end of how it's possible to even still have theater
there,
in this country.
You know, that's why it is failing.
Yeah.
That's why it is dead. Let me use the word dead. My peers would not be happy if they hear me say so dead. But it is dead. That's the actual thing. Theater, we have no funding for theater. Theater is passion. The entire entertainment industry is not there. Because we just misrepresent some words. Yeah. like if all of us, we batch ourselves into the entertainment industry, the structure of that industry is not there. And it cannot be an industry when it has no structure.
No.
Okay? It is in the making, we say. It is in the making. We who have been here long enough must sacrifice to make it what we think it is today.
Right.
Prior to our recording, we were talking about the kids. That's why I'm doing a lot with my kids, because they have seen you grow into it. They have been with you along the way when they are young, going to theater and whatever. And now today they do not see you, daddy, going to theater. There's no theater. There's no nothing.
What daddy used to do is
exactly,
not there.
Exactly. It's
anymore.
Not there. And yet they feel it. How do we revive?
Right.
How do we give it another life? Okay. Is by understanding our problems and then making sure we give them the opportunity to understand it, to structure it, to plan for it. It is a business and it can run. Your question was, how did you do it? We failed. We are only successful with those people who understood that it will help me at a later stage.
Later.
That it gives me a brand name that I can use at a later date,
yes,
at a later,
later.
Stage, to try out this and that. Yeah. For example, if you go down to many of the members we have today, it is their name they got from theater that has propelled them to do
other
what the things they are doing today.
Right.
The Abe Mchibis of this world, the Mariams, the Ruth Kalibalas,
the
mention any theater guy. It is theater that has helped them to be who they are today.
Right. Yeah.
So you must understand that it is not going to be there for me financially, but it is going to be there for me.
It will give you a chance to have a platform and a brand.
And social capital.
Right. That's passion. Honest.
Yes.
Find money elsewhere.
Elsewhere. And
just practice your passion, here.
And you will get,
wow.
Yes.
I think someone mentioned that. That was one of our guests, Nyombi Tembo, who said that I served in politics to serve. Then I looked for money elsewhere.
Yes,
because you couldn't do
you couldn't
both. What's your fourth song choice?
Lucky Dubé, The Other Side.
Dogs.
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM. Fresh hits for Uganda.
It's Desert Island Discs. We've had an interesting story. I think if you've been interested in theatre or creatives, now it's just bundled as creatives because theatres are not what they used to be back in the day. John Sega has been breaking that story down. And I think National Theatre, I was surprised the first time I was starting to get a bit more involved, because if you're in TV or radio or anything back in the day, you had to be around such places.
Of course.
It's where talent met. It's where creatives met. It was like our meeting points. Yeah. And you'd find so many great talents trying. Like the word hustle, I believe, started with the entertainment industry. No one owns the word hustle.
No one.
Like
us.
The entertainment industry. Because you'd find directors, you'd find musicians, everybody struggling to just get a platform. And of course, it is sad that today, although I feel like there's been a sort of evolving, because now you are writing for TV.
Yeah.
You have the series Honorables, but you've also done film before, you know, which has translated to TV and all of that. And I'm wondering if that was you back in the day before now what we see on Pearl Magic, that was you seeing the shift and saying, let me go quickly into the shift and go into maybe film, write and prepare for what is to come years ahead.
All of us joined film at different stages of our lives. We call ourselves the Famous Five.
And the Famous Five is you, John Segawa.
Me, John,
Abe
Mchibi, Katoru Wama, Ashraf Simogerere, and Mariam Ndagi.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. We transformed theatre. We gave theatre life, and we gave it another 15 years of life. Because when we came in, the Bakaimbiras and Mugave Ndugwa, they are on the low. They are fading out. And then another group had to come in. We came in with the youth, with the vibrancy, with Makereism, the Mariams had gone to Makere MDD and they had done their whatever. So we brought in that music, dance and drama thinking of
a new look.
A new feel, fashion, design, and so stage prop and everything to give it a new life. Mm-hmm. Okay? And it was working for us.
Right.
It was working for us because we built ourselves lives. We took our kids to school with whatever we could get out of it. But you must understand and know your industry and know your business. I think this is not this.
Yeah.
And good enough, we had sampled with NC Tano with WBS. Mm. Okay? And then Mariam was into it. She diverted. Because Mariam left a little bit earlier.
Left the stage, the theater stage.
Theater, because she went into music. Mm. And music was a little bit paying.
Mm.
Eh? Kati ye Mariam, afuna sente za weekend, yezo kuimba kumbaga na vichi. Kati she won't be there waiting for your 200 a weekend.
Yeah.
Okay? So she left. But then she had that passion. So when she leaves us theater, so she goes, but then the passion is there.
Yes.
So she starts working TV projects, Sitendo Sisters, whatever. So we are getting prepared
to
go there. We wanted to diversify our trade, but basically ours was theater because we so much loved it. And film and whatever, it was just an escape route. And remember, like you mentioned, National Theater, Febia Tuakolango, Bad Valley Theater, and Abagamba, Bobali Loco. Okay, and remember our plays are in Luganda, and film, we used to think that film
it's
is English and that accent and whatever it should be. And so we are not so confident. National Theatre. So it wasn't our thing. So tugenda yotutia, you know, because it wasn't our thing. Let them do their film, but let's stick to theatre because that's what we know best. But then theatre had issues. Remember, theatre turned so deteriorating. Music comes in. Okay, and music is an exciter, a pill of excitement. When I sit in theater and do a play of 3 hours, music does it.
Right.
So our audience deteriorates, and then we say, how could we go? How could we survive? Mm. So we started merging theater and music.
Ah.
And that was our failure.
Oh.
Yeah, that was the starting point of theater dying in Uganda.
Interesting.
Yes. Uh-huh. It had issues because the musicians have their own program agenda, and you, the theater practitioners, have your own agenda. So in order to merge these two, you must have an opportune time, like you find 1 month in a year or two. And then on a business side, is not sustaining. We had to find another way out. So we go into comedy. We bring in the comedy. It was another problem also because theater is for the elite.
Mm.
Theater must have a cause. Theater, what do you believe in? Theater, you must pinpoint. Theater defies politics. Theater is like journalism. Mm. All right? You critique society. You help society with their issues. Mm. Yes, get better. People these days are not ready to listen to that.
It's too deep.
And that's the problem of theater.
Wow.
Okay? So how do you survive? We had to take theater to the screen. And that's what we are trying to achieve. The problem we have with that, we do not have a Ugandan way for film. Mm. Nigerians have their way.
Yeah.
The South Africans have their way. When you watch Maisha Magic, the Tanzanians,
you can easily tell.
They, with their Kiswahili, they have. But we don't have. Ours is copying. We do not have a Ugandan style.
It's the Uganda version of the English.
It is copying what we see in Hollywood, and Ugandanize it and giving it a small Ugandan story and thinking that that's the story
that's we are
to tell. That is our way, right? So when you look at the many series we are doing on television, it's about that. It's about, we are so fond of telenovela. Love it. You have watched a lot of that.
Mm.
And they want a grand home where there are maids, where there are what? But who...
Are which you saying it's not depicting the typical...
Which family has that in Uganda? How many families do that?
Right.
It's not a Ugandan story at all. And it can never be a Ugandan story.
Right.
So what we must find, what we must and agree on is...
Yeah.
Acting Ugandan, how do we act Ugandan?
Around 33 decades of your work, but someone might be fooled to think you don't have a life, but you really do. I think when tabloids had just started in Uganda, they would handpick a few people who would, as they say, sell and just
enjoy
writing about them. Mm. And for some reason, you didn't end up on the Forbes list, but you ended up on the Casanova list.
Yes.
And that Casanova list, you were one of the people who never left the Casanova list until tabloids died.
Yes, until they died.
Why? What happened? What was it about your personal life? Because you were not on social media, wasn't a thing then.
Yeah, it wasn't a thing.
So it was not like you were there giving us TikToks and life. How is it that your personal life played out in public?
I think it was about the love triangle we had.
Yeah.
I think it was an interesting story.
Celebrity life. John, there is enjoying the celebrity life, but at the end of the day, it wasn't a story you had written. It was your actual life.
Yes.
You understand? Mm. And outside of you maybe being with these two women, you had children involved in this triangle. Mm. So at what point does what is playing out in front of us affect the reality?
You can pick from what we have today.
Mm.
When you put a comment, I mean, your picture on your Instagram or whatever, men would love a good reaction and a good comment.
Yes.
Okay? They can be 100 good comments.
Mm.
And then there will be one.
One guy who says something negative.
Yeah, and then it will kill the day.
Yep.
Okay, ignoring the other 100. Yep. Okay? So that's how it is. Mm. That's life. And the kids love it also.
Yeah.
Because they are part of that.
The fame includes them.
It includes them.
Mm.
Okay? But when it gets to the other side of the story, that's when you were in your bed crying.
Right.
Feel that this is the end of the world. That's when you feel that now I want to protect my kids. Okay, so it was a quite challenging story, and then you put on that face when you get back home.
The real you
to protect the kids,
right?
Okay, and that's the most challenging thing.
Well, eventually now you did not end up with any of the two women. You are not with the two women. You're co-parenting with both of them. So back then it might have been an interesting triangle because you were with one woman, albeit famous.
Mm.
Then you have a child and you're with the other one. Mm. And because I remember one of the shows that I attended at Badval, it was again music and you were trying to merge music and theater. And I remember it was just a typical show, you know, artists get on stage. It was not for me. Anyway, it was normal. until I just had the most loud screeching from the audience. And I said, who's on stage? Who's that important? But they had announced Mariam Dagiri to come and sing. And I said, okay, she clearly doesn't have music that can make you scream that loud. Mm. So what's going on? Mm. So we got closer to the stage because we're backstage. Mm. Only to see that I don't even remember what song she had performed in particular, but you had showed up on stage.
Mm.
And you were just standing there on stage. You didn't say anything.
Yes.
She was just singing and you were just standing on stage. But for them, I think there was a team so-and-so and team so-and-so.
Exactly.
And as people are still thinking, Ruth Wanyana also walks on stage. So this is three people on a stage. And Mariam keeps singing. And the crowd literally was divided, but screaming. And you were just standing there. And then when it ended, I think Ruth Wanyana then said, oh, she did a wonderful performance. Everybody clapped. Also. And you could tell the intrigue that the audience had. Whether you guys were still playing it out or not, the audience, for them, they had their own version.
It became personal.
Yeah.
And it was full of hate.
Yeah.
And up to this day,
there are fans who chose sides.
There are fans who chose sides and they do not say hi to each other.
So at least now we know as journalists that, you know, they say the power of the pen, but, you know, you write something and it stays with someone.
It does. Yes. Because it's not going anywhere.
No. Mm. It's as like you've said, the women are still there.
Yeah,
the children are alive. Yeah, so the story has followed you. That's terrible. Today you are a writer, director. Mm. Well, I've seen you in some of the episodes.
Yeah, a few acting.
Yeah, a bit of acting, yeah. But I think you've stayed more on the writing and directing.
And directing, yes. And because I don't have a director to help me out.
Wow. So you have The Honorables,
yes,
that is showing on Power Magic.
Power Magic, yes.
And any other work, or you're still with The Honorables?
Yeah, we do The Honorables. We are working on two different projects.
Okay.
We are reviving the show called Because of You. Mm-hmm. We used to have that.
Yeah.
We are trying to give it a new face and a new look for the new audience.
Yeah.
And then there is another script I'm working on. Mm. And I've already lined a few characters. It's called Irreversible Regret.
Yes.
Remember that movie we are doing? Now I'm going to do, I've written it into a series.
Okay.
Because I loved the story. Mm. And I think it will help. Because you see the stories we have been talking about, relationships and so on,
yes,
and religion, okay? It's that's the life I'm trying to write about,
to portray.
That relationships should be left to grow naturally. You don't force this, don't force the other. Religion just came, okay? We had a society first. Yep. We had where to live first. Mm. So we must, that should be the guiding factor, and then the religion should come in at
later.
A later stage.
Oh,
yes.
Okay.
So those
are the
projects.
What season is The Honorables now? I know.
The seasons, now we are
but
doing...
But the episodes, you've done what? More than even 100? Have you
closed more than 1,000?
Oh my God.
We are in season 20.
Oh dear, we are already 20 something.
Yeah, we are going to start. We have been doing 28, we are done with that.
Aish.
And we are going to start 29.
Wow, 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 wow.
And more than 100 episodes per season. It's great.
That's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
It's a lot of isolation for some time.
A lot of isolation, yes.
Which is perfect for your life, clearly. Well, thank you for sharing your story, John Segawa. We want to hear your final song as you wrap the show for us.
Final song would be Malaika by Winnie Nwaji.
Ah. A lot of musicians are your friends. I don't know. I can't really tell from your list how you've made the selections today.
Yeah, because my selection is about life, and understanding of life, and many musicians here do not want to sing about life. They just want to sing about love.
Uh-huh.
Because that's what they understand, and I think it sells.
It sells, as what say. I think it's because it's what sells.
They don't want to think.
Wow!
Wow! It is sweet and tasty.
Malaika, who didn't watch you wrapping up? Good night.
Omukwano kwa kula jangu nkulambu zebisenge. Mwa maleti mosa bula na yoro masindi kabenye Ndaba kuchimu paisi Nafubyo kusimba simba laini Ntuke gulire momu kwano Na yon sombia buti Onteka momatika wakati Choka wale mera kusini Celebrity boyfriend Ndaba kuchima laika Kuna umu kwano gunja changa hoti kawa Hosuti mai dokita Zika kananga ndabe wange mai thawa Ndaba kuchima laika Kuna umu kwano gunja changa hoti kawa Hosuti mai dokita Zika kananga ndabe wange mai thawa Interessante, no malo chikola my daddy Akasera konanze ni kanoti inga mudaire No mufana nyi mugarabe Ndiku timba njuu Yonda Waso kaira kwa semba yo My boo, my lover Ndiku timba njuu Yonda Waso kaira kwa semba yo Kuna umu kwano gunja changa hoti kawa Hosuti mai dokita Zika kananga ndabe wange mai thawa Ndaba kuchima laika Kuna umu kwano gunja changa hoti kawa Hosuti mai dokita
Desert Island Discs with Flavia on Capital FM Fresh hits for Uganda